Greetings. Today I am arriving home after several great days in the Netherlands. I have been blessed with connections from my past as well as new connections here that promise light and life to the world of tomorrow. We are always on a path of new life, new hope, and new expressions of life to our world. Thank you to Utrecht, Ada, and Den Bosch for your hungry hearts for God, your Father, Jesus, his Son, and Holy Spirit in your lives. To be the light, we must look to the light. Our light is not the natural light of the world. Our light is Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. That hope is to be the life of God, the love of our Heavenly Father, to the world in which we live. The earth will be covered with the knowledge of the glory of God, and glory is the light of Christ within us. Isaiah 60:19-22, "The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Also your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time." Our last day of self was our first day in Christ. When we laid our lives down, we found them in Christ. When we lost our lives, we saved them as sons and daughters of God. Our true identity, testimony, and purpose is found in Christ. He called to us, and we were welcomed into his house. Living in his house empowers us to be light to our world. As sons and daughters of God, we shine to inspire others to shine also. We are not called to take people by the hand and lead them. We are called to inspire them to be led by the Spirit of God in all things. Christ in them is the hope of glory in their lives. God is light, and the true gifts of God in our world are his sons and daughters. They are the good and perfect gifts as lights in the darkness of our world. As a father of lights, his sons and daughters are the perfect gifts of his light to our world. James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Children of God are like the stars. They are light as God is light. God's light is the light of life. We are called to know God from within. It's by knowing God within that we can shine with the light of Christ from within. We are not reflections of the light of God in Christ. We are the light of God in Christ. This is the testimony of being sons and daughters of God. Eternal life is knowing God our Father and knowing Jesus his Son through an intimate connection with Holy Spirit in our hearts. It's not merely knowing that God is, it is growing in knowing who he is. As we grow in knowing our Heavenly Father, Jesus his Son, and Holy Spirit, we become lights in the darkness of our world, and we shine as stars in the night by which the lost can find their way home. Finding our right place in our world is hope to the lost in our world. Isaiah 61:3, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Jesus is the light of the world, but he is also the light of every man and every woman. Each of us are meant to shine to our world, revealing the life and love of our Father in heaven. When we find Jesus in our hearts, we shine to our world as a light in the darkness. To shine, we must seek first God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is within us. It is the place of knowing righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. Christ in us is the source of our true identity, testimony, and purpose in life. Righteousness in the Holy Spirit is a right relationship with God in the Spirit. He makes us come alive. Peace is being one with God's presence in our lives. His presence causes us to be expressions of him to our world. He is our testimony of life. Joy is finding our purpose in Christ. A partnership with God in all things empowers us to reign in life in all things. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.